Okay, so as I was saying, you can start going into your pouting and throwing fits and tantrums mode, and start pouting about things not being fair, that you still can't figure it out, and it's, you know, poo-poo bot-ism. Please, somebody, tell me, am I or am I not a poo-poo bot? Do I or do I not practice some form of poo-poo bot-ism, okay? It's just not fair. I need to figure this out. And it matters. It really, really does matter to me, okay? Don't you dare tell me it doesn't matter, okay? If it didn't matter, you wouldn't be looking at me so funny, okay? Don't think I'm stupid. It has to matter. Please, somebody, tell me, what is poo-poo bot-ism? Okay? I need to find out. You start throwing your tantrums. If it doesn't matter, don't you dare tell me it doesn't matter, okay? If it didn't matter, I wouldn't be on the verge of losing my damn mind right about now, okay? Or something like that, okay? I guess you're, once again, you're feeling, it really, really bothers you. And it worries you. It scares you. It agitates you. It aggravates you. It angers you. It infuriates you. It humiliates you. It insults you. It eats at you, like I said, day in and day out. It consumes the shit out of you, day in and day out. Not an hour or a minute or a second goes by where you're not asking yourself, am I or am I not a poo-poo bot? Do I not practice some form of poo-poo bot-ism? What is this poo-poo bot-ism shit? It matters, okay? I've got to find out. And like I said, you still can't eat, sleep, or poop. You're still feeling super flustered all the time. Your symptoms have now gone from mild to severe. We're talking, once again, anxiety, panic attacks, depression, insomnia, sleepwalking. Like I said, you're headbutting the walls. And now you're really, really thinking about it. You're thinking about leaving marks now. So you're not just headbutting the walls. You're headbutting the shit out of the walls. You're trying to make holes in the wall now. So leave the walls alone. The walls didn't do anything to you. But if you've gone that far, please stop. Please stop. Yeah, don't hurt yourself. The last thing I want to hear is somebody hurting themselves simply because they can't find out whether or not if they're a poo-poo bot or not, or whether or not they, you know, practice some form of poo-poo bot-ism. Okay, so don't hurt yourself over it. But I also don't know. I also don't, you know, like I said, I'm not here to give advice, you know, on how to, you know, handle certain things. And so I don't know what would, you know, cool you down or something like that. If I were to make a suggestion, I say at least try the game. At least try that video game out. Try it out. Because, I mean, that video game has done some amazing things, okay? It's done some really, really phenomenal things. Aside from all the, aside from all the examples that I've already given you about what it's done. Samson and Langfelder. Even Samson and Langfelder. Those are my two classmates. Ever since school started, they haven't been very nice to each other. They're constantly getting into shoving matches, and they're headbutting each other all day, every day. But ever since, Samson got his hands on that video game, you know, he now lets Langfelder play during lunchtime. And it just looks really, really weird that we see them together, and they're over there playing that video game, and they're laughing and looking all goofy and shit. And I also have two other classmates. One named Maddie, and the other named Maggie. They're they're twins, and they have two dogs, one named Ruffy and the other named Tuffy. And I always see them barking at each other. They're constantly barking at each other, and we're talking about Ruffy and Tuffy. They're always barking at each other and fighting each other, but ever since they got their paws on that video game, you know, I don't even see them, they don't even want to bark anymore. I just see them over there, you know, cuddling onto that video game, and they're laughing and shit and hugging and shit. It's amazing what this video game has done, right? It's not only, you know, it's not only bringing humans together, it's bringing animals together. So if I were you, maybe, give that thing a try. Give it a try. Give the game a try. Maybe the game will cool you down, but don't hurt yourself. Okay? Don't hurt yourself over not knowing whether or not you're a poopobot. Or whether or not you practice some form of poopobotism, okay? So calm down. Leave the walls alone. Leave the walls alone. Thank you. Okay. Hang on one second.